Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Tough talk from Detroit's police chief after arrest yesterday at the so-called Sunday Fun Day illegal drag racing. WWJ City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas live and local with more. Good afternoon, Vicki.
Good afternoon, Brooke. A number of people arrested and or ticketed following a caravan of cars from Chandler Park on the city's east side to Harper near I-75, where dozens of people lined the street to watch stunt drivers and so-called drifters, Detroit Police Chief James Craig.
Because at the end of the day, we're going to seize their vehicles. They're going to continue to get ticketed like they were yesterday. And so they're not going to be able to drive their cars anyway. So the idea is work with us. There's a group already working with us, but we're not going to sit back and allow you to create a public safety issue. It's just not going to happen.
Reporting live and local, Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
A group of Detroit lawmakers bringing more attention to some contaminated sites in the city. WWJ's Ron Dewey live and local with more. Good afternoon, Ron.
And good afternoon, Brooke. That group, including State House Representative Isaac Robinson, he represents the part of Detroit's east side in Hamtramck. He, along with neighboring state lawmakers and community leaders, staging a news conference this morning outside an abandoned five-story building at the corner of Mount Elliott and Miller, bringing attention to potentially contaminated sites in east side neighborhoods and the lack of action by the state.
When they talk about Line 5 up north, or they're talking about green news on 696, they get outraged. But instead of protecting the people here, they neglect us. And not only are they neglecting us, they are attacking us by saying it's okay to send the worst chemicals known to mankind right here to the Hamtramck-Detroit border.
Robinson calling for an investigation by the state of these abandoned structures. Not far from the state is contracting for the storage of PFAS chemicals. Live and local on Detroit's east side, Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's a push to make the world a better place. This is Random Acts of Kindness Week in some cities, pushing residents to pay it forward and help others. The mayor of Madison Heights says if all residents do one random act of kindness daily, we can move the world in a more positive direction. A couple of things you could do this week include smiling and saying hello to people you don't know, also cleaning up litter on the street and saying something nice to everyone you meet, and also paying for the person behind you in the drive-thru. It is President's Day, a federal holiday we celebrate each year on the third Monday of February. WWJ's Michael Cohen with the history of the annual celebration.
The holiday was originally established in 1885 in recognition of President George Washington. Following his death in 1799, his February 22nd birthday became a day of remembrance. It became known as President's Day after it was moved as part of the 1971 Uniform Monday Holiday Act, an attempt to create more three-day weekends for the nation's workers. Four chief executives were born in February. That's George Washington, William Henry Harrison, Abraham Lincoln, and Ronald Reagan, but none of their birthdays coincide with President's Day. Michael Cohen, WWJ News Radio 950.
Since today is a federal holiday, many banks and schools are closed in observance. City and state offices also shut down. The post office is not open, and non-essential federal workers also have the day off. Wall Street, not open for business, as the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ are closed for trading. And in order to boost voter turnout, Michigan Secretary of State is asking businesses to give their employees time off to vote. WWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick has more.
The closest Michigan has come to giving you the election day off to vote was when the UAW put it in its contract with the automakers. Now comes the Secretary of State saying voluntarily businesses should follow suit and do it again.
I am encouraging companies actually to declare for their employees election day to be a holiday, enabling their employees to work as poll workers, universities as well.
Legislation that would make the day off for election day mandatory is pending in the Michigan House. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.
The Detroit City Football Club says all investors who supported its campaign to renovate Hamtramck's Keyworth Stadium are receiving their final revenue sharing ahead of schedule. The 2016 investment campaign gave the Detroit Soccer Club 6 years to repay investors. And this week, the DCFC officially closed out its revenue sharing agreements in just over 4 years. Investors received their initial investment plus 13% under the team's repayment plans.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.